Reporting from the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Alex Wojcicki. I'm joined by Jacob Blank of the Richland FFA chapter in Missouri. Jacob was just named the proficiency winner in equine science placement. Jacob, help us understand what your SAE is.
So my SAE includes a bunch of different facets of the equine industry, everything from the training and showing side to helping kids with lessons, whether they're just beginning or they didn't have the opportunity before, or even therapeutic riding lessons. And then just advocating for the equine industry overall and carrying on that passion to the University of Missouri, where I'm actually able to assist with the equine breeding facility there as well, where I volunteer.
Help us understand your background in agriculture.
So my background in agriculture is what I would consider, what my family considers, is a funny farm. So we grew up with a little bit of everything, goats, sheep, pigs. We just moved on to our cattle operation, but our main thing is the equine area. My very first pony was received at the age of 3. His name was Winnie Chesney, and he inspired me to keep on along with my mother and my grandparents and now my trainer and my family at the Just Country Quarter Horse Ranch.
Let's go back a few years to when you started your FFA journey. Talk about some of the milestones you've hit since then.
So my FFA journey has been, needless to say, very crazy. I started out as that shy freshman who did horse evaluation and would just was interested in the horses, but it wasn't FFA. After that, I started participating in the officer elections, and I was actually named the Area 13 president my junior year. Didn't get a state office, but that didn't stop me from holding on to my passion for the National FFA organization in agriculture. And today, I'm pursuing a degree in agriculture education at the University of Missouri.
What were some obstacles that you had to overcome within your SAE?
So my SAE has a lot of obstacles because it is the equine industry, but the primary one is time management. I have been a very busy kid, either in high school or college, whether it is in other organizations or just trying to make it to every show that I could. So between having a job, being in all those organizations, I really had to balance my life and schedule what I wanted to do. And this just left me with a quote at the end of it all, where life is like riding without stirrups. The more balanced you are, the smoother the ride.
Who are some of the role models in your journey?
My number one role model of all my equine placement SAE was my mother. No matter what it is, she wasn't raised on a horse farm. She had no idea what she was doing. But it takes so much strength and passion and devotion to let your son go into some kind of blind event, not knowing what can happen. Another one is my grandparents, my papa and granny. I could not thank them enough for helping me start my SAE and getting me into the equine industry and forcing me to go to that horse camp that I cried at a lot. And then my final one is my trainer, who she's been there for me every moment. I tease her as she's my teacher, my mentor, my psychiatrist. She's everything I needed, and she's been one of the top ones that have gotten me this far.
Jacob, you've gotten this far. You're that far, and you have people looking up to you. What's your message to them?
My message is, when life gets tough, just get tougher. Life is going to knock you down. It's going to push you down. And God's not always going to give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need. And he gave me the passion, devotion, and everything I needed to move on with my SAE, move on with my life, and end up here where I am today.
Jacob, as we wrap up this conversation, is there anything else you want to add?
To anyone out there that's wanting to pursue the equine industry or anything along it, never give up. You're going to get there. It's going to be tough. You're going to fall. It's important to get back in the saddle, grab those reins, and keep on going.
I have chills as we're wrapping up this conversation, folks. That was Jacob Blank of the Richland FFA chapter in Missouri. He was just named the proficiency winner of equine science placement. This award is sponsored by Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment and Tractor Supply Company. For FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.